Hello and welcome to International Report. To help young students cope with stress, government schools across the Indian capital, New Delhi, have added a new subject to their schedules, happiness. The class carries no grade and will have no textbooks, tests, or homework. This marks a radical shift of emphasis in a country known for its rigid, bookish education system, which places intense pressure on students to score high marks and encourages rote learning and cramming. The Delhi government hopes that a more rounded education will mean that knowledge and values will trump the current focus on exam results. Murali Krishnan attended a happiness class and has this report.
Completely at peace with your mind and focus only on your breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in.
The usually noisy classrooms at the government-run school in South Delhi are silent. In one classroom for sixth graders, students are sitting with their eyes closed and hands on their knees. The teacher guides them as they listen carefully to sounds around them. They are asked to note the sounds they can hear and then to isolate one. Eventually, they pay attention to the sound of their own breathing. The 45-minute happiness class starts with mindfulness, followed by stories and activities. It's meant to help students unwind and cope better with their studies and lives. This marks a huge departure in a country known for its rigid, bookish education system, which places intense pressure on students to score high marks and encourages memorizing and cramming. Typically, in schools, the priority is knowledge acquisition, cramming kids' heads with information, then skills, and if lucky, maybe the school cares about the student's personality and character and what type of person they are.
There is stress, depression, anxiety, violence, everything is related, because in a rat race of today's time, we are deviating from the connect in the mind and the action is missing.
Amita Gandhi is a school's vice principal.
So with this classes, with this curriculum, I think this is a beautiful thing.
The idea to introduce the curriculum in Delhi government schools originated when Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia visited Harvard University and saw how the institution was running happiness courses. Work on preparing the plan started in January last year with the involvement of about 40 experts. In another classroom, 7th grade students are in a circle passing around a plastic ball. The aim is to help them reduce stress and anxiety and manage any depression. The Indian education system is geared towards scoring high marks and passing exams. But teacher Ankita Goswami emphasizes that life is more than just marks.
There's always been a positive response from the kids whenever I ask them how you're feeling after meditation, and they're just generally happy. Throughout the day, there are a lot of events that make them sad or unsettled, and after happiness, they always seem to just like relax and calm down. So that's a really good sign.
The curriculum has been rolled out in 1,000 government schools across the Indian capital in July last year and covers meditation exercises, inspirational stories and activities. About 50,000 teachers have been trained and nearly a million children attending classes. Binita Behel is also a vice principal.
Certainly, the children have started liking it and they're settling down into it, and it has a calming effect on them. And they're enjoying the period and they're looking forward to it. That is the best part.
So today also we are going to do different types of activities. So the first activity that we are going to start with is mindful.
The Delhi state government has established a happiness committee with 200 mentors to keep an eye on day-to-day functioning of the courses in the schools. A periodic assessment of the children's progress will be made using a happiness index. Eighth grader Disha Negi says the course is working for her and her friends.
My friends, they all share that they were feeling very sad, low, very stressful. But after doing mindful listening, activities like this, they feel happy.
In Delhi, the happiness classes take on an added significance. Most of the children at government schools come from poor economic backgrounds. They often struggle with broken homes, single parents, domestic violence, or alcohol abuse. Rimji Singh, a class 7 student, looks forward to the sessions.
Yes, I think it's a good program. We are not feeling very calm or we are full of stress. If we don't do a happiness activity, I feel very stressed. But after doing this, my whole day go very stress-free.
India is among the world's least happy nations and ranked 133 out of 155 countries in the World Happiness Report last year. Since 2009, when Bhutan introduced it, at least 12 countries, including Peru and Mexico, have experimented with classes similar to the ones in Indian schools. Amit Sharma is a mentor overlooking the program.
No one is focusing on kids and on their own self. And when you talk about life skill, you need that receptiveness from kids initially. And also India's ranked, I think, some of the bottom countries in happiness index. That's why I think Delhi government being very progressive to come up with a program which really focuses on kids and their own being and make them open towards learning and life skills.
That's why the goal in Delhi is to improve overall social-emotional education for children. The aim is simply to have happier and well-adjusted students and even teachers. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.
Mindful listening. And what will it help us develop? Mindful listening will help us to concentrate on the sounds around us. It will help us to become aware of